Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 41. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 28. Highs level off around 56. Tomorrow, sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, along with the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, has announced that they are accepting applications now through February 3rd of 2025 for the rural broadband investments in certain communities funded through the National Telecommunications Information Administration Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program. WIBW reports that Governor Kelly made the announcement yesterday, saying that the total of $8.2 million will be available in funding as the applications are officially available now, saying, quote, "The state digital equity capacity grant will enable us to continue expanding internet access to all Kansans. Thanks to the Digital Equity Act, these funds will empower more Kansans to fully leverage the power of technology and thrive in a digitally connected economy." In other news, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, along with the state of Kansas, is recalling what they're calling a fast-tracked recall of 45,000 decorative tree-light controllers that were sold at stores like Walmart and Target.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The ongoing battle against the bird flu across the state of Kansas continues, as according to the Wildlife Disease Program Coordinator Shane Hesting, they say with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they are doing what they can to try and educate those in the agricultural community about what to do if you encounter wild birds that may be showing signs of the serious infection. As KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say so far as of December 4th that they have found numerous different dead birds that were migrating with 8 different reservoirs and wetlands across the state, seeing the birds falling. Overall, as of December 12th, they say they've also found roughly 14,000 sick geese, snow geese, and Canadian geese that have been recorded since the end of November through December. From the recommendations from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say that those who encounter a sick, dead, or dying wild migratory bird to avoid contact with them due to the potential hazard they pose to spread with the bird flu. And if you do touch an infected specimen, the KDWP recommends washing your hands thoroughly or use common household disinfectants.
Unleash your grit and stick to the road with the BF Goodrich All-Terrain Tire at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $60 via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Prepaid Card after online submission on qualifying purchase of 4 or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer good through December 2nd. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. The BF Goodrich All-Terrain Tire. Right for every application and available at Mike's OK Tire.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Pro-immigration activists across the state of Nebraska are pushing back after Governor Jim Pillen has made the announcement that he will be following President-elect Donald Trump's lead in deporting, quote, dangerous criminals, gang members, and terrorists who are in the country illegally. According to the Nebraska Examiner, Governor Pillen does stand with what he says are 25 other Republican governors around the state who said they are prepared to use every tool within their reach to follow Donald Trump's lead on the immigration enforcement, saying, quote, "We stand ready to utilize every tool at our disposal. whether through state law enforcement or the National Guard, to support President Donald Trump in this vital mission. Pro-immigration activists in the state have been critical of Governor Jim Pillen over the past couple of years after he deployed Nebraska National Guard troops and state troops to the southern border, costing what they said the state near $2.27 million. The governor has also visited the southern border more than three times to try and help reduce the number of people and illicit drugs coming across our southern border.
Your home.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, as well as State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier, advising Monday that the U.S. Department of Energy has removed the Midwest Plains Transmission Corridor from its project board. Citizen concern with the Grain Belt Express was raised with the potential for a five-mile-wide transmission line that would have passed through northeast Kansas to carry wind energy from southwest Kansas to states further east. Three other similar projects covering several states are proposed to move forward. Additional details outlined online at energy.gov in a press release from Monday. Marysville Chamber in Main Street will honor Dr. Arnold Nagley and Dr. Ray Schultz with the Legacy Award at the organization's annual meeting in January. This award recognizes visionary contributions to veterinary care as well as entrepreneurial spirit, which has impacted the Marysville community and beyond. In the early 70s, Nagley, along with two other doctors, recognized the need for veterinary care, establishing Valley Vet Clinic, with Schultz joining the practice shortly after. In the mid-80s, with rural customers requesting male vaccines, they began offering veterinary supplies nationwide, establishing a call center, a warehouse, and a pick-and-pack system before the advent of modern technology. And a retail outlet store was opened in 1994. The veterinary practice has since been sold, a website's been added, and the business continues to grow. Valley Vet Supply will be recognized, along with Drs. Arnold Nagley and Ray Schultz, with a Legacy Award at the One Marysville annual meeting Saturday, January 11th. Axtell Community hosting a Christmas open house at the Community Physicians Clinic in Axtell today with refreshments and raffle prizes. Santa's Hours this week in Marysville, Wednesday and Thursday evenings, 5 until 7, with a final visit Sunday from noon to 2. The Santa House is located south of Reflections Hallmark on the Kester Block downtown. One Marysville will host a mixer this evening, 5 until 6:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, with a chance to meet the church's new minister, Peter Rockhold. Soup and sandwiches will be served. Kester House Museum Foundation continues selling chances to win a nativity set, and the Marshall County Historical Society will have copies of Aretha Rudy's historical book at the mixer at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, 205 South 10th in Marysville this evening, 5 until 6:30. A second mixer is planned Friday beginning at 5 at the Wagon Wheel as they close in transition to new ownership. These mixers are open to the public. Marvin L. Tate, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday, noon until 5, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tate. Lisa L. Stevenson, age 53, formerly of Waterville, passed away December 8th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the New Hope Church in Marysville, interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lisa Stevenson. Timothy E. Tim Brown, age 63, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice.
Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Tim Brown. Jill D. Rettig, age 83, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jill Rettig. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken tortellini soup, French bread, spinach salad, and plums. Tomorrow, a ham salad sandwich, tomato soup, celery with carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Much cooler into Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine continues throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s and cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high in this date 69, the average low 22, and the record low was 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:42 with sunset this evening at 5:06. And it's 32 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 18th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One Marysville invites everyone to a social mixer this Wednesday, December 18th from 5 p.m. until 6:30 at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Meet new minister Peter Rockhold and enjoy a spread of soups, sandwiches, and sweets. One Marysville member or not, all are welcome to the One Marysville Mixer this Wednesday from 5 p.m. until 6:30 at the Marysville Evangelical United Church of Christ.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Not bad to pick up an extra $500,000 at the holidays. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Milwaukee Bucks pulling away in the second half for a 97-81 win over the Thunder in the final last night of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Bucks hitting 17 three-pointers en route to the win. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a triple-double. He's named the MVP of the tournament.
We just did our job. We did it as a team. We said before the game started, we're going from 0 to 48 minutes. We're going to play team. We're going to play team basketball. Win or lose, we're going to do it together, and that's what we did tonight. I'm very proud of the guys, and job's not done.
Everyone on the Bucks earns an extra $500,000 for the championship win. Milwaukee lost 8 of its first 10 games this season. They've now won 13 of their last 16. NBA, meanwhile, says the All-Star festivities this winter will now feature a four-team one-day tournament rather than the traditional All-Star game. College, no trouble for the top-ranked teams. Number one, Tennessee, a 48-point win over Western Carolina. Vols are 11-0. Second-ranked Auburn by 41 over Georgia State. Duke, ranked fifth, gets past George Mason by 21. Duke has held back-to-back opponents under 50. North Carolina falls to seventh-ranked Florida, 90-84. Gators are 11-0. Tar Heels fall to 6-5. Patrick Mahomes dealing with a high ankle sprain, but he says he wants to play Saturday.
The reason he played this game is to push to play. So I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position.
Chiefs have Houston on Saturday, then a quick turnaround and face the Steelers on Christmas next Wednesday. Falcons are benching Kirk Cousins. Titans will bench Will Levis. Baseball, Yankees pick up Cody Bellinger in a trade with the Cubs. On the ice, Bruins scored twice in the third and beat the Flames in overtime. Penguins 3-2 overtime win over the Kings. Jets rally to beat San Jose 4-3. Blackhawks score three in the third. They beat Washington 3-2. Capitals' first regulation loss when leading after two periods.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls action. Rock Creek over Marysville 52-43. Hanover stopped Concordia 53-39. Clay Center girls beat Abilene 55-37. Wamego down Chapman 63-41. Nemahal Central girls over Valley Heights 39-37. Washington County took Smith Center 59-51. And Centralia beat ACCHS 76-40. Rock Creek boys took Marysville 63-43, Concordia down Hanover 79-73, Abilene over Clay Center 61-53, and Wamego took Chapman 83-42. Nemahal Central boys over Valley Heights 53-33, Smith Center took Washington County 65-53, and Centralia beat ACCHS 67-20.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 50% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were higher overnight on anticipation of an interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve. The Fed's Open Market Committee wraps up its final meeting of the year today with an announcement on rates. The Dow Jones, though, extended its losing streak to nine sessions yesterday, falling 268 points to close at 43,449. The S&P gave up 0.4% Tuesday, while the NASDAQ Composite finished the day 0.3% lower. Consumers, on the other hand, have been on a buying spree. The Commerce Department says retail sales last month jumped a healthy 0.7% compared to the month before. Car buyers were the ones driving the increase last month. Chocolate lovers will pay more to indulge their sweet tooth. Cocoa futures have pushed past the previous high set earlier this year. Dry, dusty weather in West Africa, home to much of the world's cocoa production, is blamed for cutting into the crop. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchase. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service, think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville. Farmers, you work year-round to make the most of your harvest. Proper soil management, planting practices, and due diligence at harvest. Don't let a worn, torn, and ragged grain tarp cost you in the end. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville has a full line of replacement Serco tarps for grain trucks, trailers, carts, or wagons. With manual or electric options, safeguard the quality and value of your harvest against the elements. Also offering repair options, stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville for a full line of trusted Serco tarps.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A recent report, Potential for U.S. Agriculture to be Greenhouse Gas Negative, written by University Distinguished Professor in Agronomy Chuck Rice and colleagues, outlines avenues for the industry to lower emissions. Rice discusses the report's carbon chapter.
We looked at ways to reduce, sequester carbon in soils. And it turns out about 40% of the potential to be neutral or negative was through soil carbon sequestration. So how do we do that? Well, it's things like less tillage, no-till being the prime example. But then it's packaging, looking at that as a system. But then how do you introduce cover crops where possible? Maybe apply organic amendments, manure or compost. The nice thing about that is when you improve carbon, sequester carbon, then you improve soil health, which then that makes that soil more productive and more resilient to weather extremes.
He shares the rate Kansans are incorporating these practices into their operations.
Actually, Kansas is probably one of the leaders in adoption of no-till. It's about 40%, but then the adoption of cover crops is less than, 5%. So there's a huge opportunity. I think there's an opportunity to increase adoption of cover crops.
Rice explains how better nitrogen management helps the environment and production efficiency.
The nitrogen, major input cost for the farmer. And so what that chapter looked at was basically looking at ways to improve nitrogen management, right place, right time, right form, and right rate. But then we went a little bit farther in looking at precision agriculture and how can we variably apply nitrogen. And what the chapter also identified, there are parts of the field, and it turns out several studies have shown somewhere around 10 or 15% of a field is not productive. You're losing money just planting seed in the ground. But we think, we got to plant this whole field. And what they were suggesting was if we can identify those areas with data and precision and remote sensing, then we can maybe take those areas and putting into some other land use. So a perennial crop for, say, biofuels or forage for animals or pollinator habitats. And what you're doing is you're also, those deep roots are sequestering carbon, but then you're not putting nitrogen on those areas and releasing nitrogen to the atmosphere.
That was University Distinguished Professor in Agronomy Chuck Rice with information on a report titled Potential for U.S. Agriculture to be Greenhouse Gas Negative. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
We work hard to winterize our homes this time of year. Have you done the same with your backyard bird feeder? A few thoughts for our feathered friends today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 18th, the 353rd day of the year. Movie maker Steven Spielberg has a birthday, and The Nutcracker was performed publicly for the first time on this day in 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Winter is a perilous season for birds who visit your backyard feeder. Here's a few things you can do to help them, though. Consider relocating your feeder to a sheltered location. A spot near bushes or under a covered patio is ideal. To keep food from getting wet and spoiling, protect the seed from snow and rain. You can buy plastic baffles or fashion your own from a pie tin or old umbrella. And be sure to inspect the feeders frequently, keeping it free of snow and ice. And make sure seeds flow freely to the feeding ports. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
During this holiday season, a reminder from One Marysville to shop local and keep your dollars in our community. By supporting local businesses, you're supporting your schools, churches, and community organizations. One Marysville is a proud supporter of these locally owned businesses, and this holiday season, we hope you are too.
Merry Christmas, everyone! This is Maureen with Simple Pleasures and Treasures.
And I'm Rachel from MSC Boutique.
This season, treat yourself or someone you love. We're giving you 20% off the entire store and offering 30 tans for just $145.
And don't forget, MSC Boutique has tons of affordable new arrivals waiting for you.
Celebrate the season with Simple Pleasures and Treasures and MSC. Merry Christmas and happy shopping!
Hi, this is Ty Lumley here at Honeyman Auto, Marysville, Kansas. With 2024 coming to a close, the whole crew here would like to say thank you for everything you've done for us this year. We look forward to serving you in 2025. Happy holidays from our family to yours, and safe travels this holiday season from Honeyman Auto Sales and Service.
Looking for personalized service from an experienced farmer's agent? Call Stacy Latta at
785-562-5169. We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck Buyer Insurance Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Happy holidays from Reflections in downtown Marysville, your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store. This is Sharon Kramer, and during the holiday shopping season, stop to see what Reflections has to offer. Toys for the kids and keepsake ornaments that bring joy. KU, K-State, and Chiefs gear for the sports fan. Hallmark cards, Yankee and Woodwick candles for any occasion, and more. Locally owned in downtown Marysville, shop what Reflections has to offer this holiday season.
Thank you for shopping local and supporting our Marysville businesses this holiday season.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 31 degrees this hour. Cooler seasonal highs around 40 on tap today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas State men's basketball team hadn't played basketball in 10 days, and last night's game against Drake at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City showed it. K-State loses last night in overtime, 73-70. Afterwards, Jerome Tang had this to say.
And they gave a great effort that was good enough to get us the win, but we have to do a better job as a staff and help them. In those situations there. And so I should have done a better job at the end of regulation, and I definitely should have done a better job at the end of overtime.
Bad shooting continues to plague the Wichita State Shockers. I could only imagine nearly 16% from the three-point line. The Shockers lose last night at home to UMKC 74-64. Wichita State and K-State now will play Saturday night inside Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Mid-American Network Sports.
Rock Creek girls and boys basketball teams remained undefeated, ending Marysville losses in Tuesday night tip-off. Rock Creek beat Marysville boys 63-43 in the nightcap, outscoring the Bulldogs 17-5, holding Marysville scoreless in the field in that fourth quarter. Rock Creek was led in scoring by Coley Burgess with 15, Eli Bell with 12, while in the second half, Peter Martini had 11. Rock Creek improves to 3-0, while Marysville's Will O'Conn had 11 points all in the first half, and Connor Lee finishes with 10. The Bulldogs even at 2-2, 63-43 Rock Creek boys final. Lady Mustangs took Marysville 52-43, paced by Brenna Zoller with 15, 12 of those in the second half. Adley Remy in double figures with 10. Rock Creek improves to 3-0. Grayson Ketter with 13 for NHS. Lindsay Dressman scores 11. Casey Rush in double figures with 10. Marysville girls 1-3, ball 52-43. As Marysville gets off Friday at Concordia, reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Deerkinkle.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls action. Rock Creek over Marysville 52-43. Hanover stopped Concordia 53-39. Clay Center girls beat Abilene 55-37. Wamego down at Chapman 63-41. Nemo Hall Central girls over Valley Heights 39-37. Washington County took Smith Center 59-51. And Centralia beat ACCHS 76-40. Rock Creek boys took Marysville 63-43. Concordia down Hanover 79-73. Abilene over Clay Center 61-53. And Wamego took Chapman 83-42. Nemo Hall Central boys over Valley Heights 53-33. Smith Center took Washington County 65-53. And Centralia beat ACCHS 67-20.
This holiday season, Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville is giving you a chance to win big. This is Andrew Crownover, and until Christmas, stop in and pick up a Hot Wheels car with a chance to win a free oil change, car detailing, or other great prizes. Check out our Facebook page for updated prizes and winners.
Join in the holiday fun at Mrs. Claus's Reindeer Games, a free, family-friendly event sponsored by One Marysville, Sunday, December 22nd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Decorate cookies with Mrs. Claus and her elves, sip festive hot chocolate, and enjoy holiday-themed craft activities. Adding to the magic, live reindeer will be present to delight children and adults alike. Open to everyone and offering a festive way to gather, One Marysville invites all to Mrs. Claus's Reindeer Games, Sunday, December 22nd, from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art in Marysville.